Hey guys, it's Jillian. Obviously, I have not been consistent with these episodes like I have wanted to be, and I've recorded some things to publish, but I really don't want to post something that I don't feel wind on from the Holy Spirit. But anyway, I wanted to touch on a topic today that I've thought a lot about and was really brought to my attention today in worship while I was at church. And that topic is the controversy of emotionalism. So today at church, the Lord really encountered me powerfully. His presence, like a weight, pulled me to the ground, and I found myself sobbing. I wasn't sad, and there was nothing else I was thinking about but hearing the voice and looking at the face of Jesus. So, why was I sobbing? Well, we can talk about that a little bit later. All the time, I hear people that have left the church, left Jesus, or haven't even given Jesus a try at all, or even some believers say, that I get the same feeling at church from going to a really good concert or hearing really good music. Which, quick side note, if sound and frequencies were created from the Lord, then yeah, I believe if you hear it in any setting, it can stir something in you, which that's a completely different conversation, but I digress. Anyway, here's the thing. Emotions were given to us from God, our creator. We were created with emotions. We are emotional beings. When we behold Jesus, when we see him rightly and give him true reverence, the Holy Spirit can come in and do whatever he wants to do. Or not. I mean, he's God. He can do what he wants regardless of my reaction to him. But having emotions and Holy Spirit coming in can both be true simultaneously. The issue lies when we are chasing the emotion and not Jesus. I remember when I first gave my life to the Lord. It was in a worship setting, and I've talked about this on a past, honestly, I think I've talked about this on every episode I've done, which I think is what, three now? Thanks for listening. When I gave my life to the Lord, it was in a worship setting. Obviously, emotions were high and I was crying. I was getting encountered, but I remember thinking to myself, I want to feel like this every day. And my next thought was, I can feel like this every day. So when I came back home, and yes, it was at a camp. It's crazy, right? I started going to church and pursuing Jesus, pursuing a relationship with Jesus. And if I'm being honest, I think I was really pursuing the feeling of peace that I had felt that night, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace, right? But that led me into a relationship with the King and really finding out who he was. So why was I crying today? Maybe I still don't fully know, but what I do know is that the King of Kings was in the room and he was listening to my praise. He was listening to my cries. He was listening to my prayers. It says in his word that he bends down to listen. And knowing that and feeling that is absolutely beautiful. Well, I really hope the Lord speaks to you through this. Thanks for listening.